The following email was written by Nicole Dressbell 4 years ago this month. Literally everyone is related to everyone, but especially Henry. It's so nuts. I love it. I love the metaphor for crappy dad doesn't want to have a kid because it means he's a grown-up, so he turns into the ultimate metaphor for not growing up. It is insane. And now 50-year-old Robert Carlyle is acting against a 16-year-old playing his dad. Okay, so this was infuriating for me to read because, like, I kind of, like, I recognize this sort of, but I don't remember what it's from.
What? Well, you've never received it. It's not like you've seen it before.
No, but, like, Robert Carlyle.
Yes.
Is, like, a name that I recognize.
Yes. What could, in your best guess, what is that email probably about?
The Parent Trap.
No, come on, you dummy. Come
on. I don't know.
No, think about it. Do you know me at all? Do you listen to me at all?
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That's it. It's just a funny email about once upon a time.
Gotcha.
Just when I was the height of love.
But I had a question. Was this to yourself or was this to someone else?
This was to someone else because I do know it is established canon in inbox lore that I do send myself emails about once upon a time. But this was to another person?
I'm just surprised this didn't have a line like, it's just so crazy to be so emotionally available. I don't know. It's just such a cool
thing. You mean
the
things that I've said before about podcasts?
Right, exactly.
About Once Upon a Time?
Yes.
The following email was sent by Matt Straub 9 years ago this week. Hey, do you still have a couple of movies of mine? Bottle Rocket and Murderball? And do you have any of my seasons of The Wire? I'm not irritated, semicolon, just checking. Hope all is good, bro. Was this to your sister?
That's to my sister. Yeah. I just like was amused rereading that because I clearly was irritated.
You clearly were irritated. You used a goddamn semicolon.
So passive aggressive, that email.
Yes, so passive aggressive.
Yeah, but I think I thought at the time I was being so polite, you know?
You weren't.
No.
So you were annoyed or were you just like, oh, this is the kind of email that like,
I can't believe I wrote, I'm not irritated, just asking. That's such a weird thing to write to your sister.
So, but sometimes when you like, it does feel like when you're writing to somebody about like, hey, you have a thing of mine, you're worried that you're going to come off bratty.
Yeah.
But were you actually bratty?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
No, but I just could have said, hey, just wondering, do you have those DVDs?
Yeah,
I made it
have.
So weird
you
with
made
that
it
one
super
phrase.
Weird.
That's
you
why
made
I sent
it. Super weird.
Yeah, that's my bad. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for Comedy Gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is the reluctant Connor Ratliff.
Am I allowed to talk now?
Yeah, you're allowed to talk now.
I was given strict instructions not to speak during the cold open.
Yeah, it's disorienting.
What? To whom?
To the listeners.
To have a guest in the cold open?
Yes, because they haven't met you yet. It's cold. Do I have
There's much debate about that, I think.
Okay.
About whether it is disorienting. Because people know there's going to be a guest.
I mean, the cold open of literally every Law & Order episode begins with characters we've never met.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I've never watched Law & Order.
You see like someone discover a body or something, and then the people show up. It begins guest first.
Well, but then it should just be the guest talking in our podcast.
I mean, I'm not saying that's wrong.
Okay, great. Connor, can you push the computer back a little bit so I can look at it? Just so that I can look at it so you're not hovering over it?
Okay,
yeah, that's great. Okay. Yeah. It's also not even your computer, so you can't be this possessive.
It's logged into my email.
Okay.
And I think
let's give the audience some context.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, right now I sound frazzled because on the way here, I timed it out perfectly to get here on time.
Yes.
My key to my apartment broke off in the lock, so my apartment is currently unlocked.
Which, if I had seen your text, I would have told you to just stay home.
It's never happened. I didn't know what the protocol was. I didn't know if I was unnecessarily panicking, but I didn't want to let you down. I didn't want to let down the podcast because I said I would be here.
Right. I also want everyone to know we told you you could turn around and go home.
Yes, that's true.
And you didn't, just so that they don't think we're monsters.
I know.
And I'm sorry.
We should say the door is pulled shut, but a breeze could potentially kick it open.
Yeah, what is this breeze though? You keep talking about it getting blown open. What does that mean?
I mean, like sometimes air pressure or something like that will change. In some strange way, and a door will blow open?
I don't think so.
It's possible I don't know the building, but like the outside door is open, and then that could kick something in.
Yeah. Someone would open the door to the stairwell, and it would change the air pressure in the hallway in a way.
No way.
I mean, other people in various cultures believe it's a ghost or something like that.
Right.
I at least am hedging towards science.
If
Do you,
you
not
told
respect
me,
that?
If you told me that a ghost might push open your door, I would be more likely to share your concern. But if you're like an inside breeze.
Here's this. When the door is locked, I've noticed sometimes that there's like a little bit of wiggle room to the door that it can be pushed a little bit. No, it'll be still locked, but the door will either be pressed completely flush with the frame or it'll be like a half an inch
right.
pushed away. And I've noticed oh, I come home and the door is like pushed and it has right. had to do so with air pressure.
Yeah, okay. It has moved.
Okay. I
yeah.
don't know. I don't know that I believe
I put
this.
I put a suitcase on the other side of the door, so hopefully it will.
Oh, you're good then.
I think but not that
wait,
much.
Wait, how'd you do that?
I reached around and I pulled my suitcase.
Did you pull it with string from like the...
No, just with my hand, and then I closed the door so I know it's there close enough that...
The claws are head in her hands.
And I have the TV on at a reasonable volume, so it's not so loud to attract attention, but it's loud enough that like if someone was, hey, this looks like the door is open... They push
They'd
it open.
Like, oh no! Somebody's packing for vacation and watching television.
No, they'll be like, someone's walking this door, and the TV's on.
Right.
It would take a bold person.
Right.
Let's see what's going
but
on there.
A thief is already bold because
that's true.
They're...
But even further context for this is, we've asked you on the podcast a couple times. You couldn't for time.
Yeah.
And then this time I asked you, and you said, "Let's negotiate."
Yeah.
And what is
the deal? Because I didn't understand what your podcast was. You looked through my email.
And then I sent you a really detailed breakdown of what the podcast is. And you still don't trust me.
I still don't, because I thought I'd have access to this keyboard, but you guys would be not glaring at it. And you would trust me to be accurate about things.
No, not at all.
All right.
Did you hear the log line? Matt, can you do it again?
Yeah, I heard it now. It's too late. I'm here.
Okay, great. All right, Connor, let's just jump into it. You're going to hate this. Connor, let's start with a little segment we like to call email roulette.
Email roulette.
Okay.
So here's what's going to happen.
Term?
Nope. No.
What do you mean?
That's a different segment.
That's search. Yeah.
So email roulette is what? What do we do?
So what's going to happen is you're going to type up an email that Matt and I are going to help you write to a person you don't want to contact.
Okay.
And then at the end of the show, if you get a trivia question wrong, which you're not goddamn going to get wrong because it's the fucking easiest trivia question we've actually ever fucking had on the show. And I'm so angry at Ben.
I'm bad at
trivia. No, but we help you.
Not
Nicole knows
going to get it wrong.
Okay.
And I'm so mad.
Okay. Great.
Ben, I'm so angry and I don't know. You're laughing.
I'm going to write a new one.
You're not. Yes. Write a new one. Okay. Yeah. Great. Ben's going to write a new one.
I'm having a rough night. I don't think there's anything wrong with having
it's
a.
It's going to be so hard.
Ugh. I mean, all of my possessions could be gone already.
Oh, Connor. Not
And you
want to
make
them.
The trivia harder?
Do you have
harder?
Renter's insurance?
No.
You got to get renter's insurance.
I got to get home to my apartment.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. Okay. You're right. We're taking time.
Yeah.
Connor, who do you want to email?
I was trying to think, and you said it should be someone from my past that would be weird if I emailed them now. I couldn't really think of anybody. It was either people are too fraught or I can't remember them. But I'm going to go with my first agent that I ever had when I was in London.
Excellent.
Just because it would be weird. I think the last time I was in touch with this person was when I moved to New York a few years after being in London, and I asked for help trying to, if they had any contacts or could help me get, and they weren't. They said they were going to help.
And they didn't help.
It didn't help.
And that was the last time you had any kind of exchange.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, Matt, do you feel like you have enough context to jump into this?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, great.
What was the help you asked for, like just broadly?
I was just, you know, I had had an acting career in England for a couple of years, and then I kind of took a break for a few years, and I lived in Oregon, and then when I decided to move to New York, I found I was starting completely from scratch. I didn't know anybody. I had no contacts in the industry, and so I was like, I should just contact everybody that I know and see if there's, if, you know, anybody I knew in London has any contacts in New York that could help me out or vouch for me or something. And so I contacted them and I was like, could you help me? Is there anybody that you know that you can help me just get started? And they were very encouraging, but then it nothing ever happened. And
right.
So I gave up acting for a decade.
Is that true?
Yeah, basically. I was just
stop
like,
stop it.
For the most part, like I tried a few things here and
great.
There, but I mostly was done for
great.
A while.
I have an in. I don't know, Matt, if you have any thoughts. Okay. Subject line. Hey, we need to talk about what you did to me.
I'm going to go all caps.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, putting it in the subject line.
Yeah.
About what you did. And I princed it.
Great. You did a great job.
Do you know what that means, listeners? I princed it?
I mean, I think I only kind of know what you think it means.
I put the U as the letter U and the
two
word
is the
two
number
is
two.
Two.
Why is that Prince? Because he
Prince
was became
used to
a
do
symbol?
That a lot. No, because Prince used to do that a lot. I associate him doing that before texting
Netspeak.
Existed.
Before it was popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Right? Prince did popularize that, didn't he? Like song titles would have a lot of like, it would abbreviate things like that. And it was pretexting. So it was kind of innovative because there was no reason to do that in your song title.
Well, now we're going with it, whether it happened or not.
I call it Prince.
Yeah, you princed it.
Okay. And what do we put in the message?
Dear name of the person.
Dear.
Wow. First and last name. I love it. Okay, great. We need to talk about what you did to me.
That's in the subject line.
I know, just reiterate it.
Can I say, as I said in the subject line?
Yes, thank you.
As I said in the subject line.
Great, oh, all caps again, all caps again. Or rather, didn't do. Wow, can we say, you're going a lot of caps.
Can
you're
we do a lot of flashback caps. To?
Yes, yes.
Flashback to 2002.
Me.
Me.
Oh, no. Sorry, can we actually make this look like a script? No, stop. And then another line. Connor, all capital letters. Male.
Male?
Yeah. Then write your age.
That's what I said.
What was your age?
Age in parentheses, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I would have been 27.
Great, 27. Optimistic. Hopeful. Actor. Great. And then you.
Oh.
No, Connor, stop it.
Okay.
Female.
You should clarify when you say something like that on the podcast. I typed the word great because you said the word great.
Right.
You just say, Connor, stop it. It makes it sound like I did something terrible.
End of line. Can end of line be an acceptable terminology?
Fine. You, female, age unknown.
That feels hostile.
Unreliable. Negligent.
I spell it right?
Yeah. That's good. That's okay, good. So now enter, enter. And now Connor. And this is dialogue.
Okay.
Underneath.
Underneath? Oh, we're doing like a
character. Yeah, like script. It's a play.
Got it.
Hey, I'm optimistic and hopeful. What did you write an ampersand? Have you ever seen an ampersand in a script?
I got to get back to my apartment.
Okay, fine. Never mind.
All right.
You, do you need anything?
She's not going to.
Connor?
This isn't going to make any sense. Yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm saying Connor, a character.
Not, oh. I got a line here.
Yeah, Matt, he's stressing me out. I'm so worried about Connor's apartment I feel so bad.
Not really, just some encouragement.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, I'm not in a great headspace, so please take the wheel.
Not really, just some encouragement.
Oh, great. That's the dialogue.
Yeah.
I thought you were offering me some encouragement. I was like, I really appreciate it.
Such a natural line reading. Really good.
Yeah.
You're the one who should have an agent. Do you have an agent?
No.
You should. Agents out there, get ready.
Sure, let me get back to you. And then underneath.
That's okay, a couple years later.
Yes.
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Connor's just taking the wheel
thanks
here.
Thanks to you. How about that? Is that good?
Yeah, okay.
You didn't help me.
He's just flying. I love it.
You wouldn't help me. Please watch the Chris Gethard show.
Yes, please.
On True TV.
Sometimes
however people see it in England.
Yeah, we're actually not streaming in England.
I want to frustrate her, so she'll try to watch this and won't be able to.
By the way, that what you just did there is the longest riff a guest has gone on in this segment. You just took it and ran with it.
It's my current gig. I'm doing okay. Thursday. Hold on. This Thursday.
Connor, can I tell you?
What?
You're actually not on the episode this Thursday. Keep going.
No. This Thursday, I'm filming a scene with Billy Crystal.
Oh, hey.
In a movie.
Connor, congrats. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Just lying to this person in the email.
Okay.
It's only one line, but that's more than I've gotten from your agency in almost two decades. How's that?
In closing. No, I think.
In closing.
This is insane. Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, in closing.
In closing.
Matt.
No.
You still there, bud?
Yeah, I'm here. No, I don't have it. I think it's all been covered.
I'm not doing anything in the episode this
season. In closing, it's all been covered. Oh, yeah, sorry, Connor.
That's how I learned it?
Yeah, sorry, bud. We just don't have anything right now.
It's fine. I'll still be there to do the warm-up.
Yeah, you still got to do the warm-up. In closing, it's all been covered.
In closing, I hope
you're
well.
It's all been covered.
And I hope you're well.
You're well.
Oh, wait, semicolon. Matt, what was the thing you said in the cold open?
I'm not
irritated.
I'm not irritated.
Semicolon, I'm not irritated. That's it. Semicolon, I'm not irritated.
It just would have been nice if you had helped me
make some contacts
back in 2002. I asked you to help me make some.
Yeah, because I feel like we never explained what she didn't do.
Parentheses, see above.
I'm sorry,
Connor.
If this email is confusing, but to be honest, it was written by three people. If that makes no sense to you,
Please download.
Inbox.
On iTunes.
On iTunes.
Or however they
get. Rate and review. It helps.
Okay. Okay. I was going to make another joke. Never mind. Mine was just going to be a call.
I wanted to help because podcasts always say, please rate and review it.
No,
it
definitely.
I know, but like my thing was, I was going to do a callback to the Chris Gethard thing and say, or however people hear it in England.
Oh, that's a good joke. You see, that's why you're a writer and I'm a whatever I am. All right. I'm going to sign off. What did you say?
I said monster.
Okay.
All right. We'll come back and read that later.
Come back. And if I lose the trivia contest at the end?
Yes, exactly. Yes. You have to send it.
Now what?
Matt, have we ever had less control over an email?
Not at all.
Ever?
Not saying.
What was that? But I feel like I was in the spirit of like, that's an email I do not want to send.
You absolutely were. You 100% were.
And we would have shut you down if you hadn't been in the spirit of it. So it's all good.
Hey, Connor, do you
why do you turn over the outline so I can't see it?
You can look at mine.
Yeah, I know. But why you don't? Is that because I'm being protective?
Connor, I have no secrets over here.
Connor,
Nicole has an outline of the show that she turns over except when she needs to look at it, so I can't see it.
Connor, the trivia question is on it, and I don't want you seeing the trivia question.
That's all you
time.
Had to say, Nicole.
Okay. And I did.
I'm deleting new emails as they come in.
Yes, you are. You deleted a notification from Twitter. Yeah. I saw.
Okay. I didn't grant permission for you to say what it was.
Okay, Connor.
All right.
Hey, Connor, do you have any fun emails from your parents?
Let me look it up.
Parental units.
Do you have an email relationship with your parents?
I think so. I mean, we're multi-platform.
I love this email that I'm seeing right away.
What's the SAG DVD screeners?
No, but do you also give your parents your DVD screeners?
No, but that would be the first thing would be a violation of my agreement with my union to give SAG screeners to my parents to see movies. So already you got me. Yeah, great job, podcast. A felony.
It's not a felony.
It's a felony.
Is it?
It's a felony.
To leave DVDs. First of all, I didn't even say that's what, whatever.
Okay, but you got real excited for it. Survivor,
yes.
Is that the one? Okay.
Yeah, and it's still in your inbox, but it's from 2015.
Yeah, I don't delete emails.
Okay, here's what I love right away. So this is an email from your mother.
Yeah.
The first line of this email is, this is perfect right up top. The first line of this email is sent from my iPad.
Pretty sure that's just an automatic thing.
I know, but most people write above it, and your mother started writing after it.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It becomes the first sentence, period.
I'll read the whole email if you want.
Do it.
Okay. Thought that heading would get your attention. The heading is Survivor with an exclamation point. Then she did a smiley face and then a period. I was trying to text you, but because I had tried to include a photo of the new pantry, it kept saying I had to enable the text to send it. It just wouldn't go, and I didn't know what I was doing wrong. Anyway, I missed the beginning of Survivor because it didn't tape. The repair guy had deleted everything, but I didn't know that also meant that nothing was taping either. Yikes. Anyway, I took Dad to get some food at Steak and Shake, and the line was long, so I got back about 7:10. Anyway, some unprecedented stuff happened so far, and I'm exhausted. We'll look forward to discussing with you. Love you, Mom. 3 X's. Those are kisses.
First of all, your mom is cool.
Yeah.
Your mom seems awesome.
She's great.
And I love that she watches Survivor. I also love that there are no spoilers in that email.
Mm-hmm.
All it is she's just letting you know there are things for you to talk about.
Yeah, she doesn't spoil.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a follow-up conversation? What season would this have been? Do you remember?
I mean,
you don't need to.
It's many ago. I can never keep track of that.
Okay.
I'm very confused by the issue she was having with the text picture sending, though. Yeah. Had to enable it?
Yeah.
That was an odd one.
I don't know. Some of these are forwards. Some of these are...
I think that would have been... Cambodia. Sorry.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I think it was Second Chance.
Yeah, I can't keep track.
I can't remember. I just did it.
You did a great job, but I also wouldn't be able to verify
it. Second Chance Cambodia?
Don't know.
Okay.
These seasons all blur together for me. If you showed me an episode, I'd remember it. But like, I don't remember seasons or people except for a few exceptions. I remember, remember they kept bringing Rupert back a lot. I remember
they did.
Coach got better each time he did it.
He did, yeah. It was a really incredible arc.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt, you had a question that wasn't about a thing that you don't.
No, I already said it, and we just kind of left it there, and that's fine.
What did
I was
you
ready
say?
To move on. I just said I was confused by
the text.
Yeah, that was such a technical question. I was like, I don't know either.
Yeah.
And then I thought, let me do that thing where I redirect it to a pop culture thing that Matt doesn't know about so he can't take part in the podcast.
Exactly, yeah. Perfect.
All right, so is that...
That was a delightful email.
Do you
want
to look to see if my dad ever sent me an email?
We could. Ever? You think it might not be ever?
Yeah, he's not much of an
emailer. Well, because I also noticed you looked up your mom's address and there's one email a year, basically. So you guys are not big emailers.
A lot of times what will happen is something will initiate a conversation in one form and then like an email will be responded to in a phone call or a text or things like that. We will very often like respond... Yeah, most of these I think are me emailing him and him not emailing back.
That's what it looks like, including a clip of yourself, right? Oh, whoops. Okay.
What was that?
It's just I'm seeing you sending your parents secret things again.
What do you mean by secret things?
It's just like, look at four emails down. Look at what it says inside.
Oh, right. Yeah. They wanted to see a clip. So I sent them a clip of the Project Greenlight short before it was publicly available, right. And I wasn't supposed to share it.
So you violating unions again?
Yeah. But also I never got paid for when HBO showed clips of that. So I don't care.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, not good that you never got paid, but good that you're standing up for yourself.
No, I mean, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, I assume, were paid to be shown watching the clip of me and Jim Santangeli on HBO.
Right.
And I paid for HBO to watch myself be watched by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, who I believe spoke quite highly of me.
Well, that's nice.
But that don't pay the rent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I paid HBO to watch Matt Damon and Ben Affleck get paid to watch me not be paid to be on HBO. They sat on a couch, whereas I was in an all-night shoot, and they're watching the clip saying, oh, this is good. And then, but that's how money works, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah. I also didn't understand what your involvement in Project Greenlight was, and now I do.
Right.
Because I knew there was something.
Right.
Hey, Connor.
Yeah.
Do you have a fun chat that Matt and I could reenact?
Oh, chats?
Yeah. Do you ever chat? Are you
a
chatter?
I never chat, so I don't think I do have a chat. I mean, how would I even find that?
I don't know. I mean, you can go to the side where it says Gmail.
Okay.
Up top. Sorry, it says Gmail all over.
Is this a GChat? Did I do it right?
Yeah, this is.
Okay. This is Will Hines. I figure that's a safe one. What is this? I don't even know what this means. Let me look at this because I don't know what this is. I want to make sure I'm not violating a trust of anybody.
Yeah, that's legit.
Ugh. I don't like this. It's just full of compliments.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like that either. I saw it too and I didn't like it.
What about it? You didn't agree with that compliment?
I just thought it was weird.
That's a weird thing to say.
It was a weird thing to say.
I don't do a lot of GChat, so I'm actually terrified by what these things are because it's usually somebody... I usually enable this so it doesn't work, and then people will... This is just me saying, like, I don't know what this is. Yeah, this is a nightmare segment. Cut this from your podcast. It's boring.
Excuse me?
No, okay. Because I'm boring. Because I don't use this function, I don't think.
Do you ever order in?
Dining in.
You know, I was searching for this before, and I don't think I do, but let me see if there's a food order somewhere. Because I don't use Seamless.
You don't use Seamless.
I usually will walk in my neighborhood. If I want food, I'll walk to where it is.
Okay.
But let me see. What do I search for? Food order?
Yes.
No, this is not going to do it.
Let me see. I'll search for
I
pizza.
I knew you weren't going to order Seamless. I just knew it.
Here's a food order from Missouri.
Oh. What's the delivery situation in Missouri?
This was a pickup, but I did this on my phone. I think I was at I was visiting my parents and I think I wanted to pick up a pizza, while my parents, we went to a movie and I wanted to pick up a pizza when we were done for myself from a place called Shakespeare's Pizza.
Okay.
In Columbia, Missouri.
What is up? This order is weird.
What about it?
Okay. So it's a build your own, serves 3 to 4.
Yeah.
It says WITE.
I think that's white crust.
What? What is white? What do you mean white
like
crust?
A white
instead of wheat crust?
Oh, but why wouldn't they just put in the goddamn H? They're not sending that much space.
I don't know. It could
be really upsetting to me.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if they think that's cute.
And then white crust, we're assuming.
Yes.
And then pepperoni. And it's not a white pie, right? Because that would be disgusting. A white pie with pepperoni would be disgusting.
You mean like white cheese?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. It's regular.
Okay, great. Yeah. And then it says pepperoni, and then it said dot, 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 and that's what I want?
And I think, because I can't imagine a world in which I type that in the extra comment.
Right.
So my assumption is that that is their version of sent from my iPad.
Right.
That
and that's what I want. And it charges you $3 for that.
For what?
And that's what I want. $3 for the pepperoni. That's what I want.
Not for that, and that's what I want. That's for the pepperoni.
It's a different line, yeah. Right,
okay. They didn't charge me for their witticism.
Yeah, okay. That's
for half a line of dialogue.
Right.
It is funny that they do that because it is them, I think, trying to be like, we add a little personal touch, but it's in my voice.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're putting words in my mouth as if I said that.
And we know.
And it kind of gives me a little bit of attitude.
It
I want to build my own pizza. I want white crust, no H,
pepperoni. And that's what I want.
Yeah. And this is powered by Menu Drive, which is, I guess, some sort of a Midwestern Seamless.
Wow.
Four places.
How convenient was it? Was it ready when you got there?
It was ready when I got there.
That's great.
It's a very busy place. It's my favorite pizza place in the world.
Wow.
And they tore it down a couple of years ago.
Oh no.
But they wanted to build, the people who bought the property wanted to build like luxury apartments downtown in Columbia. It's right near the university where I went to for a couple of years. But when they rebuilt it as the ground floor of those buildings, they recreated the entire place, but like bigger. So it's sort of like,
oh, weird.
You go into it and it feels a little bit like a dream.
Right.
Because it's almost identical to what it was before, like brick by brick, all the stuff is the same. Yeah. If you're ever in Columbia, Missouri, I recommend Shakespeare's Pizza downtown.
Best pizza?
I can't vouch for, they have other locations in Columbia. I won't go to them. I can't vouch for
them.
They
have other locations in the same city?
Yeah, they opened up a couple more in other.
Why wouldn't they just go to other cities?
I think there's a thing that has to do with the water. It's part
That's
of the reason.
That's what everyone says. Bagels and pizza, people are always like, the water.
I've heard from Italian restaurants that have franchised in Missouri that when they move to other cities, they're like, why does it not taste the same as it did before? And they're like, it's the water.
How many Italian restaurants with franchises are you talking to?
Like maybe one or two.
There's no way it's one or two. Which one is it, Connor?
It may be one, but
That's what I thought.
But then that also explains why they would franchise in a city and not in multiple cities.
Yeah, kind of does. Are you talking about, wait, is it just Shakespeare's Pizza that you've talked to?
No, I'm trying to remember the name of the other place, but it was a family that, actually it would be technically more than one because there's a family.
No, that's one.
No, there's a family
one.
That has opened competing version. It would be like if there was a,
no.
Yeah, like that they have one place that's like this family, but then it's like parts of the family like, I want to open my own Italian restaurant. So they'll open another place.
And then they're both franchising?
Yeah, and they're kind of like competing with each other, but there's weird family baggage.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
I thought there was a segment where we were going to do a search term and see what came up.
That is a segment. It's the last one that we do. Can you just
for some reason, why did I think it would be the first segment? So this whole time I've been like, when do we get to that one? I thought we were going in a weird order. It's because I'm staring at the blank sheet of paper because you turned over the agenda. I'm not going to read the trivia question.
Well, it's the next goddamn segment. So okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
great.
Search alert.
Hey, Matt, what do you want to have this nightmare search for? I'm sorry. That's too mean. I got too mean.
It's okay.
We have fun and we riff back and forth, right? Yeah. Will you just say into the microphone that
we have fun and we riff back and forth.
And also,
did I say it right?
Yeah, you said it right. Also, you're mean to me on show days.
No.
Yes, you are.
Name one example. I know there was an example where you were wrong about something.
I was wrong about whether or not Queens is a county.
Yeah. And you've taken that really personally, even though I think it's an honest mistake.
It was an honest mistake. But
you take pride in knowing that kind of thing and being like...
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like you were ready to search for something. Like you were geared up to go.
I don't have a search term.
He came on this podcast and he's just been driving the boat the whole time.
Because
I'm lashing out and I'm sorry that I'm lashing out.
Losing my possessions.
Yeah, I kind of want to let...
Connor, here's the thing.
Yeah.
That like hurt my heart and I felt so guilty. And then I remembered you were resentful of this podcast before your key got stuck in a door. So you can't keep using that.
Yeah, it's just like, because I don't, like, I mean, I feel like I've been very accommodating, but I feel great. Like, I don't feel like you guys don't need to be staring at my
inbox.
I'm
going to call an audible. Can we go to YouTube?
I'm going to open a new tab though.
You have to open a new tab.
Okay. I don't have to. I could have just gone to YouTube.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Let's not fight. Okay. So what's happening
great.
Now?
Cool. And you're going to go to YouTube. You're going to go to the menu at the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Click on that. Great. Yeah. And you're going to go to history.
What's your tube history?
Will this be my history?
Yep.
Okay.
So we're just looking at some stuff that you've watched recently.
Yeah, well, I had to show these as two examples in a show business meeting today.
Okay, congratulations on your show business
thank
meeting.
Thank you.
Yeah? Connor, here's the thing that I'm going to say. It looks like all of the things that, there's one Paul Simon video and then everything else just looks like your own videos.
Well, two of these for a show business meeting where I was trying to say we should hire this person.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Worked on a thing. And so I gave these two examples of this is example of work. Then there's a Paul Simon video because last night in ASCAT, I played Paul Simon and I made a reference to an Art Garfunkel song called In Cars. And then today on Twitter, when I tweeted about it, the monologist had tweeted a response to that. And then Tim Heidecker tweeted this video, which I had never heard of the song Cars Are Cars. And I think this Cars Are Cars, I was saying the song In Cars was not a good song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Cars Are Cars is that much better.
So they should not have been writing about cars, either one of them.
No. Cars Are Cars is almost like a chill. I guess it'd be, should I play a little of it or we don't have the rights to it?
No, we don't have the rights to it.
Can I play a little and you edit it out just so you can hear it?
No, I'll just listen to it at home.
I want to hear like the first 30 seconds of it. Is that okay?
Okay, but you can't talk during it. That was really bad.
Yeah.
You were not wrong. I also want to point out you're in a rush, but you asked for 30 seconds of non-podcast time to play that song.
You're welcome.
Okay. Great.
This was something that I linked. It was in an article I was reading about how Meryl Streep said the first time that she met Dustin Hoffman, he like grabbed her breast.
Terrible.
Yeah. And so then they had a clip of her on Watch What Happens Live where they were doing Shag, Marry, Kill, and they were asking Jack Nicholson, Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford. And it was
Did she just say kill, kill, kill?
No, she said she would marry Robert Redford, she would shag Jack Nicholson, right, and she would kill Dustin Hoffman. I don't think I've ever heard a more like there's no other correct answer to those,
I agree
like
with that.
That is almost like designed as a
Well, I would have given a different Dustin Hoffman answer 2 weeks ago, and I think most of us would have.
Yeah.
I think most of us would have married Dustin Hoffman, shagged Robert Redford, and killed Jack Nicholson a week ago.
Maybe.
Right? I feel like Dustin Hoffman felt like
Jack
a different
Nicholson
guy.
Isn't his whole reputation. I mean.
Well, that's it. It's his whole reputation.
His whole reputation is like wild party Jack Nicholson. Right. So it seems like as a one night stand, Jack Nicholson is a more.
No, those are the men I kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There's In Cars right after that.
Yeah. In Cars right after that. Before that, this is probably somewhat. I discovered that there was a cereal that was almost made called Beep Beep Cereal.
You were on like a car rabbit hole.
This had nothing to do with that.
What's Beep Beep?
Beep Beep was a
Roadrunner.
That's what the Roadrunner says. There's a picture of the Roadrunner right there.
Cars.
There's no car in sight.
Cars.
There
what
was apparently
Post Beep Beep.
Post is a cereal maker. Brand.
Nicole.
Everyone
Nicole
stop screaming.
Have you ever had breakfast?
Yeah.
Everyone stop screaming.
I just
hope people felt that antagonism, and so they understand why I'm so biting for the rest of the podcast.
Right. You've been on the offensive the whole night, and you just exposed yourself there as knowing anything about the Roadrunner or cereal.
I just needed a goddamn second, because I'm only looking at, I can't see the image, because I'm not on the left, and all I'm seeing is Post Beep Beep cereal, and to me that sounds like cereal after a car.
No, yeah, this is a mock-up commercial for a cereal that never made it to market.
Okay,
and it was
great,
Roadrunner.
So then how could I have known about it?
Because I'm telling you about it, just by listening, I guess.
Stop. I'm a good person.
Then there's a SNL sketch that was linked in a tweet and
right.
I with A.D. Bryant that was
great.
Funny. And I clicked on that. And then I was watching parts of the film Koyaanisqatsi on YouTube, even though I own it on DVD, on Criterion.
Felt good to watch it in a different context, though.
Oh, and then I fell down a rabbit hole of Burger King commercials, so... There's a compilation of Burger King commercials from the 1970s and 80s.
14 minutes, you made it to the end?
I watched it through the whole thing. Then there... This is so revealing. Then there's literally a 38-minute compilation of opening and closing credits for... Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just the opening, how they changed, they varied many times over the course of many decades.
Each one is how many seconds? We're talking like 20 seconds, 30 seconds?
Yeah, something like that. So from 1931 to 1961, this is a supercut of all of those. Can I play a little of that? Is that acceptable?
No.
Why? Because it's copyrighted?
Yeah.
Let's play it offline.
Fair use.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you want another 30 seconds of just listening to it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I was looking at a compilation of Dairy Queen commercials. Okay. Do you remember the land of Dairy Queen?
No, I'm young.
What happens if I sing a line of the song from the Dairy Queen song?
It costs us $2,500.
Would it actually cost money? Because they should be paying us to sing it.
It doesn't cost us anything. You can sing
it. I know the song you're talking
about.
You're
the one?
For sure.
Sing it with me a little bit on the count of three. One, two, three.
In the land of Dairy Queen, we treat you right.
I have no idea what that is. Absolutely.
You'll
not.
See like a landscape. Dairy Queen wanted to create a mythology that was like Dairy Queen ice cream and chocolate comes from, there's like these mountains of crumbling chocolate and like toppings that are like lakes and rivers that flow down the mountain. It's a very strange thing.
And then you go buy Blizzard.
Not as strange as the Burger King commercials of the 1970s and 80s, which I promise you are among the most, like when they brought the Burger King back in recent decades and it was that creepy like Wake Up with the King campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That was like steering into the idea that it's creepy, but the original ones are creepy without intending to be. They have all these characters that are like the Duke of Doubt and Sir Shakes-a-Lot. The Duke of Doubt is this weird like Buddy Hackett kind of like villain.
Why Doubt?
he just doubts everything. So the Burger King will be like, I have burgers that are magic and fun. And the Duke of Doubt would just go, I doubt it.
You pointed at me a little bit.
That's a gesture that he goes, I doubt it.
No, you said the Duke of Doubt, and then you did your gesture. Do you think I'm the Duke of Doubt?
I think you could be a Duke of Doubt, but I don't think you would have much respect for, he has like a game in improv terms. He has like a game that is completely inflexible and seems to ignore all context. Like literally Burger King will say like, here's a hamburger. And he'll go, I doubt it.
Why?
I don't know. It's like he picks it's a weird character. Sir Shakes-a-Lot is constantly shaking, but he can't drink enough. He just wants cold milkshakes. And so it comes across like he's like a junkie who's just like, I want more shakes. He's just shaking.
Sad.
Anyway, I highly recommend those. They're available on YouTube.
All right.
This is a great segment.
Wonderful segment. And sorry if I looked distracted. What I noticed is that our producer, Ben.
Yeah.
Is producer the title you want?
Or the title.
Producer feels right. Or the title you need. You need. So Connor, you've been so obsessed with Search Alert. Do you want to do Search Alert or do you want to move right on to the end of the show?
Well, it depends. What's the search term going to be?
Well, that's a great question. Hey, Matt, I've been driving this/being mean for a lot of this podcast.
And Matt, I also want to say I feel like I haven't been looking at you, but I notice when I do look sometimes,
Nicole gets upset. It goes off mic. Yeah.
Like when I've turned to you. And so I've been favoring.
And when you don't, if you look my way, I've noticed Nicole is getting angry. So
I don't get angry. It's because you only.
I feel like you only look
at him when you're picking on me.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I have been picking at you.
You really came at me hard for that fucking Roadrunner thing.
Yeah, I know. But I also said I apologize for not looking at him very much during this. And then you said when I do, it's when I'm being mean to you. So obviously I haven't been that mean to you.
Yeah, but you did though.
The Roadrunner thing was a rare moment of weakness, though. You showed some weakness there.
I didn't show some weakness. I couldn't.
What does post have to do with cereal? Is a crazy, crazy thing to say, and it had to be called out.
It's not that crazy.
Do you know what Kellogg's is?
All the millennials listening think you guys are fucking old and crazy.
That's true. I am old and crazy. I don't care what those millennials think.
All right, well,
they're right. Okay. And guess what? Time comes for all.
Great. Can you do a Google search for "time comes for all"?
Yeah.
This is the search alert term, not Google search.
I'm going to do both.
Let's do a Google search.
Let's see what happens. Time comes for all.
You know what, Matt? Next time we do a podcast, why don't you be in charge of all the segments and keeping track of time?
Done.
So the first thing that comes up is a quote by Jim Elliot. Does anyone know who that is? And the quote is, when the time comes to die, make sure that all, and then it, in the search alert term, it just dot, dot, dot.
Just trails off right there.
I don't want to know. Then the next thing is something called Time Comes for Us All, which is a Maxim article.
Oh.
No, it's not an article.
It just appears to be a photo.
But the article doesn't say time comes for us all. The article is, it turns out Leonardo DiCaprio only dates women between 20 and 25 years old. And I assume within that article, the term time comes for us all is part of it. David Duchovny put out an album a few years ago, and there's a song on it called When the Time Comes.
Nicole is slumped down in her chair.
Okay, so should we do Time Comes for All on a search term in my inbox?
The time comes for us
all.
Your
Google Mail?
Does anyone call it Google Mail? Hey, the first email that comes up is an email from you, Nicole.
Yes, but that's because you have to do Time Comes for All in quotes.
Okay. So we might not get any results.
No, we might not get results, and that's the risk we're taking.
Isn't it funny that the first email that brought all those terms up was an email between the two of us?
Yeah, it's very funny. Do you want to read excerpts from that email? Because you did a search for time comes for all in quotes, and nothing came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you read my email?
Okay, so how about I'll read you, and you read me in this email exchange. Is that fair?
Yes.
Hello, Connor. I have asked about this before, and I'm asking again! Would you be available to guest on Inbox, the Audio Boom podcast I co-host with Matt? I'm sorry, I've never said your name out loud.
Straup,
that's what I thought, but I didn't want to accidentally say it wrong. Thanks for asking. Straup. Matt Straup on Monday, 11/6 at 8 p.m. or 9:30 p.m. Inbox is a podcast where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondence and mine their lives for comedy gold, respectfully.
But just to be clear, respectfully is not me signing off. It's me saying how we mine your lives. Yes.
Okay.
And then also I just want to point out, I gave the address.
Yeah, you gave the address. I know.
Yes.
I forgot it and then I asked you for it again. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you also said something about being respectful. And I don't feel like that's been honored either.
Yeah, I guess that's valid.
Okay.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah, right.
Now you're me. Mm-hmm. And feel free. I didn't really do an impression of you, but you, I wouldn't mind if you did an impression of me.
I know we'll just do inflections.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't be offended if you did like a nasal character.
I'm not going to do that.
Or a slight I'm not a sibilant
bully.
S.
No, I'm a friend.
But I'm giving you permission, so it's not bullying.
But I'm not, that's it's more, not, I don't more do like, that kind of acting.
It's producing.
I don't do that kind of acting.
All right.
I am willing to do this podcast, but I cannot give you unfettered access to my email inbox. It scares me too much. It feels too invasive. I need to set up safe boundaries. Let the negotiations begin.
You added a the there. I will note that.
Where did I add it?
Let negotiations begin.
That's right. You said let negotiations begin.
And this next part, I don't know if this will be interesting
don't
to listeners because it's just a description
it.
Of how
the, okay, you can read it,
long.
But I'll tell you.
No, it's long.
We're gonna cut out. Yeah, says, no, I think you should read the beginning
part. I'll read the end of it. How about that? We are also kind of aggressive about asking, will so-and-so be okay with you discussing this or be vague here? We are fun, not mean. So I really don't think you have anything to be afraid of.
Yes. And then what was your response?
This all sounds fine.
Great. And then what was my response?
I don't know. Let me scroll down. Thanks.
No, you're missing the beginning part.
Dot, dot, dot. Thanks.
Yeah, because I sent you a really long, thorough email, and all I got back was, this all sounds fine. I took you through the minutia of how our podcast records, an explanation of literally every segment that we
so
do.
So you were mad when you
said
that. Yeah,
Nicole, that was like a punch. The dot, dot, dot was like a punch that did not land clearly
it
until just
clearly
now.
Clearly did not.
I mean, no, I knew that thanks was hostile.
Yeah.
But also, like, you sent me a long email because it's your podcast. Was I supposed to send you a long email saying, okay, Nicole,
responding
here's what
paragraph
I'm going to give
paragraph.
You a point-by-point
no,
response
I think what
to the structure
should have done
of your
has been
podcast.
Like, wow, that was really thorough. I feel comfortable now. Let's
regarding paragraph four, this sounds like a neat segment, and I look forward to doing it.
Is the bullying that I was talking about. This is where you both turn and you look at me, and you're both on the same team, and I'm on my own team.
This all sounds fine. I thought I was being positive.
No, because there's
I
not
think
even
I responded
a fucking period.
In a rush.
There's not even a period.
Yeah.
Oh, were you in a rush because you...
Oh, finish your thought. Finish that sick
to.
Burn you were working on.
I'm not going to.
No, I want to hear...
Did you get another key stuck in a door?
Yeah, great, great. My things are gone. I hate that I'll
They're
be...
Not
the
gone.
Only thing I'll have is just... I'll be able to listen to this and hear the moment when I had things and they were gone. I'll be able to listen to the hour that happened while people
okay.
were just taking
all
my
right.
belongings
All right, stop,
away.
Stop. You're stressing
okay,
me out.
Okay, what should I search for? What should I search
no,
for
I
next?
No, I want you to finish it. What was our oh, yeah. last? Because then you got sassy with me.
I said, either one. And you said, 9:30 p.m., see you then. And the next one was, this is tonight. Please have in mind. Then I said, where do I go and what time should I be there? Sorry if this is covered elsewhere. That sass, is that the sassy part?
Yeah, maybe
my
I'm
apologizing for knowing that it, and then you sent me the details of where we would go. And that brings us to right where we are.
Yeah, you're right. I read more tone into your email than I think was there.
I mean, I don't have a tone in my email. When I said like, this all sounds fine. I was just like,
you guys talking about this has added a ton of tone to it. Just you two discussing it.
Yeah.
It's escalated it.
I mean, I just,
can I also, Connor, yeah. can we break from this?
Yeah.
Cause I feel like we have a fun back and forth is yeah. what's happening.
Are we breaking
we're
like
fun,
this part,
is
it part of the podcast?
Or? This is still part of the podcast. Okay. We're still recording. Okay. But like we're friends, right?
Yeah.
Good friends.
Yeah, good
okay,
friends.
Okay, good. I just wanted to say it.
Yeah. But you always have a little bit of a problem with me.
I think I have a problem with everyone, as I think.
I don't think that's
learning.
True.
Matt, now no, that you've
Connor,
seen a bunch of people.
Yeah, this has brought out an extra aggressive streak in Nicole, you being here.
Wait, so you think it's worse with Connor? But think
yeah,
about other
time.
People we've had on the podcast.
No, this
James,
is.
James, I feel like I was this bad with James.
No, you're coming after him. This
which
is
James.
This
really?
Is, yeah,
James.
you two have been kind of sparring here. It's fine.
But it's both. It's sparring. It's both.
Yeah, you two are like siblings.
I've
you're
been.
Bickering like siblings.
Connor.
You think I have been?
Both of you are bickering in like a friendly.
Ow!
Friendly.
Oh! It's actual physical. You hit me.
But I was like excited hitting you. I was like, hey, bud, we're siblings.
I'm sure Justin Hoffman was excited when he met Meryl Streep.
Stop.
It's no excuse.
Stop.
He probably.
I'm not the Dustin Hoffman.
No, you're not.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen now, Connor. It's time for email roulette.
Okay.
I'm going to read you first the question that Ben wrote earlier.
Okay.
But know that it doesn't count.
Okay.
But Nicole?
Yes.
Don't we need to reread the email that we wrote?
Oh, yeah, we got to reread the email. Good. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Good looking out, bud.
Thanks.
Connor,
you Connor, need to Connor's just looking off in the distance.
What do I do?
Connor's just.
Connor,
what do I do?
You need to reread the
man.
Email.
Oh, the email that I wrote earlier?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just staring off in the distance wistfully. Just.
I'm just thinking about my apartment. Okay. So the email was, hey, we need to talk about what you did to me. Dear, as I said in the subject line, we need to talk about what you did to me, or rather didn't do. Flashback to 2002. Connor, male, age 27, optimistic, hopeful, actor. You, female, age unknown, unreliable, negligent, agent. Hey, I'm optimistic and hopeful. Do you need anything? Not really, just some encouragement. Sure, let me get back to you. Cut to years later. I'm doing fine, thanks. No thanks to you. You didn't help me. You said you would help me. Please watch the Chris Gathered show on True TV or however people see it in England. It's my current gig. I'm doing okay. This Thursday, I'm filming a scene with Billy Crystal in a movie. It's only one line, but that's more than I've gotten from your agency in almost two decades. In closing, I hope you're well. I'm not irritated. It just would have been nice if you had helped me back in 2002 when I asked you to help me make some contacts in New York City. I'm sorry if this email is confusing, but to be honest, it was written by three people. If that makes no sense to you, please download Inbox on iTunes. Rate and review. It helps.
Great.
Connor. And
I love
obviously,
how
there's one more big ad we need to do.
What is that?
So right above your name,
yeah,
you're going to write the words, Time Comes for All.
Time Comes for All.
Yes.
I love how that email drifts into like promo mode a couple times. Yep. Please watch Chris Gethard's show.
Gotta get my plugs in.
Okay, excellent. Matt, do you have any last thoughts?
Nope.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
All right.
So this is the trivia. Yes. This is the warm-up question that mm-hmm. should count but doesn't.
Yes, exactly. In what would turn out to be the first in a series of cyber sex scandals, disgraced politician Anthony Weiner's 2013 dick pic was sent under what moniker? A, William Sex. B, Juan Extreme. C, Dr. Butt Stuff.
Wait.
D, Carlos Danger.
Yeah, last one.
Yeah, duh. It doesn't count.
Okay.
Ben.
I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Dr. Butt Stuff.
And I want to say, for days, because you said you had a real tough one, for days I've been thinking that you were going to bring
that was the
it.
Doozy?
All right. Last one. No. Oh, the last one was the tough one? I told you to give Connor the hard one. Okay. And Jackie nailed it. Okay, what's the new one?
I emailed
you. You emailed me. Well, I don't check my email during
email podcast,
show.
And we find out you don't check your email during the email podcast?
Yeah. Do you think I'm wrong?
No, I think you might get alerts. Like, I got those Twitter emails. It's
breaking
news.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do it, bud?
Yeah.
Go for it.
This is the real one.
What?
No, I'm just looking at you while he reads the email.
Okay, that's fair.
In 2010, a malicious computer virus destroyed almost one-fifth of IRSN apostrophe S's nuclear centrifuges.
I think that's Iran.
Okay. Nuclear centrifuges. The name of that virus is A, Netsky, B, Torpig, C, Stuxnet, D, Game Over Zeus. You can look at these.
I have no idea.
I don't have the answer.
You did
it.
Bud.
I think it
you
was Stuxnet. But I could be wrong.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it or go back and forth?
I mean, that's the only one that I've heard of. But I don't know if that's a misdirect. But the misdirects and the Carlos Danger one were so, like, I saw through all the misdirects. So
like
I don't know whether
he's tricky normally. He just occasionally throws up an easy one.
Yeah. Is this, Ben, is this an easy one or is this a hard one?
He was going for a hard one.
But
he's
I can't.
Giving you nothing.
You think you've heard Stuxnet before in connection with this?
Yeah. Can I say this? Do you know the answer? You've got the correct answer?
No, I don't. We will help you. We're trying to help you.
Because
Nicole probably won't, but I'm going to try to help you.
Do you know the answer?
I do not know the answer.
So Ben, you're the only one. You won't make eye contact.
He's
Nicole, you really put Ben in a position where he feels like he can't help me.
He's never supposed to help because he's the enemy.
But here's the thing. Okay. Who wants to be a millionaire? I was in England when the original British version was on and it was very different than the American version. The American version was all about Regis being like, I can't wait to give away more money. He was excited. And the point was to watch people win money.
Yes.
The British version was sadistic. The host,
this guy named
Chris Tarrant, he would talk people out of winning answers. Like they would have the winning answer. They'd be confident. And he would spend minutes undermining their confidence until they changed their answer and then immediately accept it. And then be like, oh, sorry, you would have won. And it was, and people watched it because the British respect the hard work that people being put through their paces.
So think of it this way.
Yeah.
Matt and I are Regis.
Yeah.
Ben is that guy.
But I've seen that Ben wanted to be Regis before.
But he thought that was hard when he did it.
Is that true, Ben?
See.
No, I'd rather write a good question.
I don't think you're Regis.
Oh, Ben. I don't know if the audience heard you say, I try to write good questions.
I thought it was good, and I appreciated the
Ben,
first
I just,
one.
Ben, if you feel bad about how the last few days have gone, I want you to go back and listen to the early podcast where we do nothing but praise you. Okay. Yeah, if you're feeling like a little slump, go back and listen to those.
All right. I do think it's Stuxnet.
Okay.
But Ben, is that a bad answer, do you think?
No, that's not how this works. He's the keeper of the answer, so you can't ask the keeper if it's a bad answer.
Make eye contact with me.
No, you have to tell him, is this your answer? Connor, is this your final answer?
I may have lost everything that I own tonight.
Ben, stop it. Connor, is this your final answer?
So that you guys could have a podcast.
Connor, there are no stakes. Ask him. Tell him this is your final answer.
But no, there are stakes, because I don't want to send this to my old show business agent.
Yeah, but Connor, you get three chances.
Yeah, you have to get it wrong.
I have to get it wrong three times?
Yes.
Yeah, the Stuxnet. Okay, so I was right, and Ben wanted to help me.
Nicole is just staring daggers through Ben right now.
Ben is Regis, and you're making it be Chris Tarrant. You're not Regis, Nicole. I know you're not Regis. You're not Regis. You're Chris Tarrant dressed up like Regis, and you made Regis dress up like Chris Tarrant.
Wow. Think about that.
The way that Nicole is looking at Ben right now, shooting daggers.
And to Ben's point, if I could, people probably didn't hear Ben say, you didn't know it, which is a good point.
He did scream, you didn't know it.
Yeah.
Because he's another man picking on me.
I didn't know it either.
I think I might be bad for feminism.
Connor's the only person who knew it.
One of the reasons I think you're good at comedy, Nicole, is that...
oh boy.
I think you. One of the things that makes you a fascinating person is you're one of the kindest people that I know. Like one of the...
This sounds like a real compliment.
No, one of the most genuinely, I think if I had to rank people in terms of who I know and who's genuinely a good person, you would be among the top, the highest echelon of genuinely good people. Like if someone was like, we need good people to be in charge of the world, you'd be among the people I'd pick for doing that. And yet you'd never guess it from our interactions.
I know.
It's a strange thing because I'm basing it on a lot of things, but it's not based on our interactions together.
What are those little gold? What are those chocolates that are just in the gold wrapping?
Gelt?
The round ones. There's hazelnut on the outside.
Rolo?
Ferrero Rocher, right? Something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, Ferrero Rocher. It's it looks like a little prickly chestnut, but inside it's soft. That's me.
All right.
I'm those.
Yeah.
By the way, you got it.
Yeah, you did. Good. Would so you send it to me anyway? Just send it to me.
Send it to you. Okay.
Yeah, just so that it lives on.
So we have it.
Yeah. Look, hey, Connor, was this as bad as you thought?
No.
Okay, go get home.
All right. I just sent it.
Yeah. Will you text me to let me know everything's okay when you get home?
Yeah.
Can you get into your apartment?
Yeah, because anyone can.
How are you going to get the key out?
No, the key's not stuck. It broke. It broke off, and then I pulled the shard out of it. So I have the full key.
Oh, that's
but it's
huge.
An unlocked apartment.
Oh, I see.
So
you can lock it when you get inside the apartment.
Yeah, I can lock it from inside.
Oh,
but then,
and it never locks automatically? Hey, Connor, why don't you do that? Oh, because you don't have a key for it.
What thing? Well, go inside, climb out the window, da-da-da?
No. You can lock, it locks when you leave.
Doesn't lock when I leave. That's the problem. I had to leave it unlocked. I have to lock it from outside.
But there are ways to fix that. Because I have one of those and my landlord showed me. No.
I just need to get another
key.
There's
a thing on the side, but there's a thing on the side and you can have it lock when you leave.
I could have done that.
Yeah, you could have done that. But then you'd be locked out.
That's true.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go.
Yeah, just go.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. Should I plug my projects?
Yes.
Yeah, plug your projects. I want to get your exit on the podcast.
Okay. I don't know what they are. 12-hour day. That's a podcast.
Oh, yeah. You and JD are doing one. Great.
Me and JD Amato.
Okay.
We're going to do an episode from Chelsea before it from UCB, inside UCB Chelsea. We're going to be in there for 12 hours soon.
I heard.
Chris Gethard show, president show, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Come to UCB Hell's Kitchen for shows.
Great.
George Lucas talk show at UCB East. Yeah, that's enough plugs.
Wait, what about the bedtime show?
Oh, yeah, that's, when's this come out? It probably
maybe not till 2018.
Oh, Search Party, season two. I'm in Search Party, season two.
Are you not going to do the bedtime show anymore? Because you don't want to shave?
We may do a version of that, but the thing that I'm working on now might end up taking the place of that.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man.
I'll let you know what happened to my apartment.
Yeah, will you text me?
Yeah, and so you can record a postscript saying what happened.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Bye. All right.
Later.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Nicole.
I'm going into my own text inbox, and I just got a message from Connor.
Whoa.
Yes. What? Connor says, apartment is fine. Super gave me a key to the lock I have never used. And then in parentheses, I have two locks on my door, one of which is a deadbolt. That's the one I always had a key to. The lower lock is the one I now have a key to.
So by breaking the key,
yes,
he upgraded his door lock situation.
Yeah, because I think it's weird to only have a deadbolt on your door, right?
It's not unheard of.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think he doesn't have a key to like the main key on his door.
The doorknob
key.
Yeah. Well, now he does.
Now he does.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Somehow we can take credit for that?
Somehow we can take credit for that?
Was that a question?
Was that a question?
Okay, we should go.
Okay, we should go.